Hello, and welcome back to the Paranormal Dude podcast. I am, of course, your Paranormal Dude, and this is my podcast. So how's everyone doing out there? It's great. This is the Thanksgiving special today. And, you know, it's pretty crazy, you know. So, Thanksgiving extravaganza. I'll put some text there. Extravaganza. So anyways, guys, let's just jump right into it today. Today I'm going to be sharing with you some folklore from the Native American legends. Yes, the Native American, Indigenous American, whatever your viewpoint is. I thought in lieu of Thanksgiving, we could definitely do that, for sure. We could definitely do that. So let's get right into it, I guess. To help you keep track, I'm going to be making a sort of a makeshift map up here. So, the first area we're going to is north into Canada. The Canadians had their own Native Americans because, of course, all of North America had Native Americans. It's not just, you know, United States of America. It's all of America, all of North America. So they had their own tribes of Native Americans, and what I'm going to talk to you about today, it's from the Alleghenian tribe. I'm probably butchering the name, but I definitely know what their creature is called. It's a cryptid called the Wendigo. You've probably heard of Wendigos or a Wendigo before. In its essence, it's a cryptid, and it's a man-eating cryptid. And actually, that goes both ways, and I'll explain here. As you'll see, I'm going to put up some pictures on the screen here. As you can see, these are some pictures of the Wendigo. As you can see, it definitely looks like a ghoulish ghost, a very ugly looking cryptid, so to speak. And how one would become a Wendigo, because they're not just invented. They are, technically, they start off as human. How one becomes a Wendigo is they resort to cannibalism, to eating their own species to survive, their own human flesh to survive. And another popular belief was that they were also Wendigos here, back here now, huh? They were also Wendigos, were also formed from greed. And so I think that definitely was a big factor in it too. What a Wendigo would do, essentially, it's like this ghoulish ghost, you just saw a picture. What it would do is it would stalk and hunt and eat humans as their prey. Not always humans, different meats and stuff, but mainly human. Because remember, the way these were invented was because a human ate another human. And they were like, nah, that ain't how nature works. And so basically, it's a cannibal-eating ghostly ghoul. And I mean, as you saw, it looks like something that would, like, the Black Lagoon from the creature from the Black Lagoon, the swamp, you know what I mean? If you ever read those books. It's weird. And it's up in the northern part up here in Canada. And, so the Algonquin people really did believe that this thing would hunt you down, so most of them didn't eat, human flesh. But I mean, begs the question, of course, for them to get that fear theory, one of them had to have eaten human flesh. So, all I'm saying is it's a weird cryptid. I'll give you that, it's a weird cryptid. It's kind of, on the further side of the spectrum. The Wendigo, it's not just in Canada. Some parts of New York, like New Jersey and stuff, and Delaware, that upper part of the country of the United States. They have had encounters with it. And it's definitely a weird creature. That's pretty much all I gotta say about that. So that was from the Ewindigo, Ewindigo, Ewi, Gondan Nation. It's up in Canada. What I wanna talk to you guys about is really a personal, favorite of mine, personal favorite. And we're heading down, well, I should say we're heading over to the west to talk about that. So we're right here in the middle part, definitely in the western region of the country. And what it essentially is it's kind of like a Wendigo, but not really. So it's called Skinwalker. And this cryptid is from the Navajo nations, they believe. Mainly the Navajo, the Uinta, stuff like that. They also believe in it. But the Navajo nations definitely believed in it. And so how the Navajo believed it was formed was through Navajo witchcraft. So that's why it's more prominent in Navajo, because it's like a Navajo thing, a Navajo specific thing. And so they believed that these Navajo witches, these shamans, Navajo shaman witches, would go up, and I'll put some pictures up right now. They would go up to these caves. And what they would do, essentially, is they would do a ritual and like burn things, some like small animal sacrifice and stuff like that. And they would summon a creature that would just be pure chaos. They really just summon this for pure chaos, to cause pure chaos. And it's a dog-like creature. I'll put that up here on the screen too. It's a dog-like creature. And as you can see, it definitely does not look like something I would want to come up across. And what it was is was a it would hunt you down, similar to the Wendigo. But this thing was not human at all. There was not an ounce of human in its body. Maybe some coyote and stuff in its body, but not an ounce of human. So it was definitely it was just this crazy beast that these Navajo witches would summon, and they would just wreak havoc on the entire, sort of town, small village of the Navajo people. And it makes you wonder, like, what did you do to that witch to make her think, wow, I'm gonna do this, dude? So that would be pretty crazy. And it's a rumor has it can also mock your voice, and it can even mock the shape of a human, another human, to try to get you to rescue it. It could, sometimes it like mocks a woman in help or a man, in need, and it tries to get you to like come closer and drop your guard a little bit, so that way it can snatch in and take you out, so to speak. And they're definitely crazy people. And also the Navajo believed that if you were to talk about this thing, if a Navajo, see, I'm safe talking about it, because actually my great grandmother was she is from she has a lot of Navajo heritage in her. She associates with the Navajo tribe. And she's definitely Native American, Indigenous American. We've all had the DNA test. We've all had the DNA in us. But yeah, it's of the Navajo descent. And so she doesn't, I've never asked her. Well, I've asked her like once or twice. She doesn't really talk about it because they believe that if a Navajo person, if you're Navajo, and you talk about skinwalkers outside of like the Navajo nation, that bad things would happen, you know what I mean? Like you would have some bad luck. Like I'm not saying like horrible things, but you would have some bad luck. I'm not really sure where that stems from. Like why, they would want to keep this such a big secret in the first place. You know, maybe they used it to their advantage, for all I know. I'm not sure. It's a possibility. But I definitely do know that it's kind of, you know, kind of puts you on edge to talk about, because you're thinking, well, here I go. What if this thing, you know, brings me a little bit of bad luck? But I personally have dream catchers, you know, hanging on my windowsill. So if you don't know, dream catchers catch, it's different nations of Native Americans and Indigenous Americans. Different nations believe different things. But I believe that I believe that it catches bad dreams and only brings in the good dreams. That's what I believe, at least. I'm trying to see what's going on with my eyes. That's weird. Anyway, that's what I believe. And you know, we have a store here in town where they sell sage too. And basically what sage does is it wards off evil spirits and evil incarnate stuff like that. Beasts and stuff like that would definitely ward off that sort of situation. It's pretty crazy. It's a pretty crazy thing to think about and talk about. And well, you know, it's a part of my family heritage, and I happen to take part of that. I'm very connected with nature. Next segment. Answer our next and last segment here. And this is something I definitely found quite interesting. It's a creature from the southern part. Yes, there was even Native Americans in the south. Believe it or not, there was quite a bit, actually. And so we're going down here to the southern part here of the country. And so these were from the southern, all different southern tribes of Native Americans, Indigenous Americans believed in this cryptid that I'm about to explain. This cryptid is called, well, now work with me here. It's kind of a weird name. It's called a somewhere in that region. And essentially what it is this giant bird that would swoop down and like pick up people and eat them. Children, adults, anything. This giant murderous bird, similar to dragon actually, in the way that they believed, the southern indigenous people believed that this creature, this giant man-eating bird, had metal feathers, like metal talons and feathers, and they believed that this thing could cut through you like nobody's business, you know what I mean? Like this sucker could like chop you like in half. There's these giant metal talons on it. It's some pretty crazy cryptid. It's a pretty crazy thing to think about when it comes to folklore and folktale. And so, like I said, the main diet of it was humans. It mainly ate humans. And the thing is I've covered similar topics to this, but that was way up in the north. I covered topics like there's a cryptid in Delaware. I definitely suggest you go watch that. Watch that episode of the podcast. But it was a giant bird, but it only ate children and stuff. These birds eat like giant humans and stuff. Like they would eat like, you know, not so skinny people, so to speak. And they would pick up full grown sized cattle. I mean, these suckers would come down and they'd swoop and pick up anything in their path. And anything that they didn't pick up, they'd cut because they had these giant metal talons and these giant metal feathers. And I mean, think of a bird twice my ring span alone. That wasn't even the full extent, but twice my wingspan. You know, I have a pretty big wingspan. So twice that, it would be like, you know, that alone would be breathtaking. It'd be dangerous, it'd be horrifying. But to think of a bird the size of the table I'm using right now, which is a recreational size, professional sized ping pong table, it's about, like, I'm gonna say 12 feet. So 12 feet, so twice of 12 feet, okay, so like a, yeah, I can do math. A 24 foot wingspan was essentially what this creature had. I mean, think about that. That's, I think it could have been sightings of what we would consider a dragon, to be honest with you. I mean, nothing about a fire breathing, you know, breath. But a dragon also has, you know, metal feathers, and it was also a giant bird-like creature. And so it could be like a dragon. I think what happened is maybe a dragon or a couple dragons migrated, a herd of dragons migrated up from Europe, or up from Europe down to the Northern America, Southern America sort of region. I think they had their own offspring, and their own offspring had adapted to the nature and environment that they were in this new land. And I think that's what we got there. I think we got some of the byproducts of these original purebred dragons. And I think they were coming over to North America, and they were, you know, they were just running rampant, possibly. I mean, it's a possibility. So it's definitely very crazy, and it's definitely a weird cryptid, definitely one of the weirder cryptids I have heard of and I've explained on the show. And so, pass me that box. Whew. Benji's being a little camera shy today, guys. So he passed me, passed me the box off camera. If you guys are just watching, this is your first episode watching, Benji is my assistant camera operator and my assistant. Unpaid, of course. I mean, he's not even technically alive. It's a crazy thing. But besides the point. It's less like a tax thing. I don't need to bore you with that. But we like to do inside this little booklet right here, we have paranormal facts. I like to read off a fact every day, a paranormal fact of the day, so to speak. And so today's paranormal fact of the week, this week's paranormal fact of the week, I should say, is... this is a good one. This is a good one. Did you know that the Skinwalker has recently been showing up on TikTok? Like, the Skinwalker trend has been going crazy on TikTok, where they basically, like, they make a joke, like, because I told you how they can disguise themselves, like, oh, about to unalive these Skinwalkers that have been disguised as, you know, Billy Bob Joe guy. And so, you know, I was like an excuse to kill Billy Job unalive Billy Bob Joe. And I think that's kind of crazy, and it's kind of tempting. Like, no, I'm not saying, like, it's tempting that way. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to murder someone. I'm saying it's tempting the spirits of the Native American legend of the Skinwalker to sort of manifest itself. So I'd watch out for that. So it's kind of tricky.